Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And if you're out there across America, you can give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Kathleen Dole, and we're going to be talking about the cancer cover-up. Kathleen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Now, of course, I want you to know this is going to be a fascinating, fascinating program. Kathleen has an amazing story to tell. And, of course, there is a cancer cover-up in the United States. I've had the opportunity back in about 1980 to be called by Dean Burke, who was in charge of the research of the National Cancer Institute on chemotherapy. And he told me at that time that Laetril worked better than chemotherapy agents, which, of course, he had been working with for 35 years or more, at least 30 years. And I said, well, what about that study that was done at Sloan Kettering? And he said they actually cribbed that study so that they could prove that Laetril didn't work, and they knew it did. Why would anybody want to suppress treatments for cancer, Kathleen?
Well, I'm still asking myself the same question, and the answer that I constantly come up with is probably twofold. Mainly, it's the money. I mean, if you just follow the money, you get to the answer. The other thought, and I'm even ashamed to think of this thought, but you got to wonder if they're trying to control the population in this country.
I think that's absolutely what it is. In fact, I led the battle many years ago to try to address the AIDS epidemic, and that was the only conclusion you could come to. And when you actually read the writings of these people, like Jacques Cousteau, who talks about the necessity of killing 350,000 people a day, 350,000 people a day, because there are too many people on Earth, or certainly Dr. Richard Day, who was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, who in 1969 told a group of doctors, there are too many people on the Earth, they're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. And you'll see that in my latest newsletter, the exact quotation. There are really people like that out there across the world today.
It's just unbelievable, and you know, it makes you wonder, because these people are all going to get diagnosed themselves someday, and what are they going to do about it?
Well, there are treatments, of course. According to Dr. Day, they were being kept suppressed in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. They knew what needed to be done. They were going to keep those treatments secret, and they were going to ridicule and demonize anybody who came up with effective cancer treatments. And I think that's pretty well what you found in your study, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, I think I told you the last time we spoke about a doctor that I met that was 35 years at the NIH, and when he was diagnosed 27 years ago with his rare form of cancer that he had, they offered, you know, at NIH to chemo him and radiate him and pull out all the stops, and he said, no, thank you. They gave him 2 months to live, and he said, no, thank you, I'm going to take care of it myself. And he just went to the library there, and he got the formula for Harry Hoxie's remedies that were so widely used at one time in this country and now have been totally outlawed. And he is still alive today, and he's in his 90s.
All right, fine. We're going to be back with Kathleen. Let you tell her about her book, The Cancer Cover-Up. It's going to be a fascinating program, so don't even think about changing that dial. There really is a cancer cover-up. They're allowing people to die. Why is that? Because there are wicked and evil people in the world, and many times they're at the highest positions of government. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Kathleen Duell. We're going to be talking about her book, Cancer Cover-Up, and you're going to be a fascinating, fascinating program. So, Kathleen, why don't you tell us how you became interested in this subject, the cancer cover-up, and what you've learned as you begin to study the fact that there are treatments for cancer that are being actively suppressed in America today.
Well, it really all started with my interest in alternatives, and mind you, I had no idea there were alternatives to traditional medical care at all until I became very sick, and for 9 years I just went from doctor to doctor trying to get a diagnosis, trying to get some relief for all of the pain in my muscles and in my joints, and had 6 surgeries in 9 years, was going to chiropractors 2 and 3 times a week, was going to physical therapists 3, 4, 5 times a week, and just could not find any relief, couldn't get a diagnosis, and, you know, 1 surgery after another, and finally someone introduced me to magnetic technology, and from just sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad for 2 weeks, I was able to wean off all of the drugs that I'd been taking over a 9-year period. And in another 2 weeks, I weaned off my chiropractor and my physical therapist. I've never been back. It's now almost 10 years later. That introduced me and opened my eyes to the fact that, my gosh, there are other things out there that aren't in the mainstream medical arena that actually help you. And it was while I was involved in helping other people with the knowledge that I had now gained from my experience that my husband and I were approached by Alan Hoffman, who was a gentleman that, he's not a doctor, he was a biochemist, and he had worked many years at Johns Hopkins University, worked in their laboratories there on all kinds of different things, and he's very, very brilliant guy when it comes to the human body, and he had been visiting a doctor's office at one time during his years down there, and he was reading an old medical journal. It was only a 5-year-old medical journal, but he'd been reading it in the waiting room, and in that journal he was reading a report about how highly concentrated forms of aloe vera were literally helping AIDS patients to rebuild the T4 lymphocytes in their bodies. It was also modulating the T8 lymphocytes, which are the ones that attack your body in the case of autoimmune system.
I'm going to have to interrupt you here because we're going to have to bring our last station back on board, and we'll be back here in just a moment. At Radio Liberty, our guest is Kathleen Duell. We're going to be talking about her book, The Cancer Cover-Up. And as incredible as it seems, what you're going to hear is true. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Kathleen Duell. We're talking about a book, The Cancer Cover-Up, and Kathleen was telling us that, of course, her husband, who is a physicist, had worked on many top-secret government programs for many, many years in the for the Defense Department, had been approached by a gentleman. Was it Alan Hoffman?
Alan Hoffman. Right.
And Alan Hoffman had come across the fact that concentrated aloe vera seemed to be very, very beneficial for people with AIDS and cancer as well.
Well, at the time, he didn't realize how helpful it was toward cancer. He was reading reports, and then he even went underground and started pulling. He pulled well over 100 studies that had been done on highly concentrated aloe vera. He started using it on AIDS patients in Baltimore, just as he had read in the journals it was being used. And quite by accident discovered a lot of AIDS patients suffer not only with the AIDS virus, but many of them have herpes virus, and many of them develop Kaposi's sarcoma, which is a deadly form of skin cancer that many of them die from. And after giving the aloe to these people, after about 3 weeks, they would develop 1 or 2 T cells. After about a month, they had 10 or 20 T cells. And after 4, 5, 6 months, they had hundreds and hundreds of T cells. And what was happening is it was, I guess, just the virus, the AIDS virus and the herpes virus, were just kind of going to sleep in the body. They just weren't rearing their ugly heads. His patients were not suffering symptoms of the disease any longer, and the Kaposi sarcoma just disappeared in the people that he was helping. And so he spent a couple of years and all of his own money doing this research with these folks, and he came to us because he heard of the work that I was doing in helping some folks, and he wanted to, and he knew that we lived a nice lifestyle and in a beautiful home, and he thought, well, maybe these people have some money that they'd like to invest in me to go out and help some other people. And that's exactly what my husband did. And basically what Neil did was give Alan $200,000 to get his protocol made up so that he could continue to go out and use it with AIDS patients. But when we saw that the Kaposi sarcoma was disappearing, my husband's first question was, gee, what will this do for cancer? And Alan said, I really don't know. I've never used it on cancer patients. And so at that point, he started to, and people that we knew that would come and question us, you know, well, do you have anything that can help our cancer? We would just send them to Alan, and there were miraculous things happening. At some point, Alan actually went out of the country and started using the aloe vera intravenously.
Before, he was just using it...
just by mouth.
Right. And, of course, was he working at, you know, with some doctors there at Johns Hopkins, or how was he managed
to... He was not working with doctors at Johns Hopkins, although he was working with individual doctors in the Baltimore community, because it was from those doctors that he was being... getting his AIDS people that he could work with and help. And so there are doctors here in the Baltimore area that knew what this product was doing. At the time that he started going out of the country to help some folks, because so many late stage people would come to him, you know, as the final, gosh, you know, this is the last thing we can try here. Everything else hasn't worked. And by that time, they just didn't have the time to take it by mouth. And so he would take them out of the country in clinic locations and give it to them intravenously, not him personally, but under the auspices of doctors that were working in these clinics, and he was teaching them about the protocol. And these people were having miraculous recoveries. And while he was doing that, my husband was researching and stumbled quite accidentally across some books out there that I had given him to read. And the information in both of those books led him to take a look at cesium. Cesium is the most alkaline element on Earth. It's found in the soil. It's in the form of a cesium chloride. And it's a very large molecule. And if you look on the periodic table, cesium is number 55 on the periodic table. And there's cesium and selenium and rubidium and potassium. They're all in the IUM family. They're all pretty large molecules, cesium being the largest. And what he was reading was the work of Dr. Keith Brewer, a brilliant physicist, who back in the 80s, I'll go back even farther. He was referring to the works of Dr. Otto Warburg, who was a German physician who discovered in 1925 that cancer is anaerobic. It cannot live in a high oxygen environment. He was actually awarded a Nobel Prize for that paper that he wrote in 1931, and he was actually also would have been awarded another Nobel Prize for other works that he did, but Hitler would not allow him to accept it. But at any rate, this man was a genius and won the Nobel Prize for discovering that cancer can't live in a high oxygen environment. And all these years later, people are still trying to figure out, well, if you can get oxygen into a cancer cell, you could kill it.
Well, maybe that's why the government discourages the use of oxygenation therapy.
And ozone therapy, et cetera, et cetera.
And of course, what's really so tragic today is that in the name of protecting the American people, there are a lot of very effective treatments that are outlawed here in America.
Absolutely.
And a lot of very ineffective treatments are encouraged and utilized. And any of you who would like our April newsletter, you'll want to get it and really to find out what is really going on. But go ahead, Kathleen.
Well, and so he said to Alan, have you ever heard of cesium and cancer? And Alan said no. And so they both started to read Keith Brewer's works. And what happened is this: Dr. Keith Brewer spent a lot of his career working for the mass spectroscopy lab, working for the government, studying the cell membrane. He watched what got through the cell membrane, what the cell would not allow to pass through, and so forth. And when he read the works of Wahlberg and learned about the oxygen killing cancer, he thought, well, golly, if I could get cesium, which is Earth's most alkaline element, if I could get that and manipulate cesium into a cancer cell, I wonder what would happen. And so through the use of antioxidants like vitamin C and zinc, and I believe he even used potassium, he was able to manipulate the cell membrane wall to open up large enough to allow that large cesium molecule to pass through the membrane. And once it was inside the cell, the membrane wall would close, and that cell, the molecule was going nowhere. It was too big, and it couldn't move out again. And so it just sat there. And, you know, I'm not the physicist here, but there's a whole long formula that goes with what happens next. And what happens next is the alkalinity of the cesium is donated to that cancer cell, and it raises the pH of the cancer cell to 8, which is higher than your pH ever is, even at the moment you're born. And you must know that we cannot fool around with the pH of a healthy cell, but once, because the body has a very elaborate buffering system to protect that from happening, you fool around with a healthy cell's pH and you could die. But once a cell turns malignant, the body shuts off the buffering system and goes on to protect other healthy cells and leaves these cancer cells to fend for themselves. And so the cesium turns the pH of the cancer cell to 8, which is the equivalent of oxygenating it to the point where the cancer just cannot survive. And it starts to die. Those cells start to die day 1 when you take the cesium. Just remarkable things were happening. They were giving it IV as well, and it was just incredible what was happening out of the country. And we still have many people that we sent there and that still tell us how well they're doing. And in fact, on our website, we've got a gal who never went to a foreign country. She just simply heard about Alan Hoffman somehow. She went to him. She was fourth stage with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma when she was diagnosed. She was already fourth stage, and she was just a young woman in her late 40s or early 50s. And she was so ill that she was accepted for a vaccine trial at the NIH. Now, you know that they do not accept you for any kinds of trials unless they know you're at death's door. And they told her, before we can do anything for you with this vaccine trial, we're going to have to chemo you. Well, she had been told by the doctor that diagnosed her, the one piece of advice I want to give you is this: lead as healthy a lifestyle as you can, and whatever you do, do not allow anyone to give you chemo. You can live for quite a few years with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma if you treat your body well. The minute they chemo you, it starts your death clock ticking, and because they'll blow away your immune system and you will never get it back. Your condition will worsen, and any opportunistic infection that comes down the pike could kill you. So she remembered his words, and she decided she was going to go out and find ways to boost her immune system. She found Alan Hoffman. She talked to him about the highly concentrated aloe vera. She saw the studies that were out there on it that he had found, and she started taking it. And she also started to take the cesium at some point a little bit further down the road, because they didn't have the cesium, I think, in the very beginning when she came to him. And her story is on our website. She is still cancer-free today. In fact, I just heard from her last week on email.
All right,
now 6 years.
We're going to have to interrupt you there, and we'll let you get that website out as soon as we get back here.
Okay.
Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan here, and I just want to mention that if you feel run down, if you feel that you need more energy, have you ever considered taking Be Alive Royal Jelly? Now, I've taken this for about 10 years on my own and along with my family. We've been very, very satisfied with it, and recently the Be Alive people approached us and asked if we'd like to have them sponsor us for a month. So we certainly agreed to that because we think it's a great product, and I think you will too. Let me suggest that you call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. The product is sold with a money-back guarantee. So give them a call at 1-866-233-7500 and simply ask to learn more about Be Alive Royal Jelly. I think that you'll be very, very satisfied with this product.
Hello, this is health journalist Bill Sardi, and there's no better time to establish a biological response kit in your home. In an age when we hear about biological threats, more common are cases of E. coli in our food, cryptosporidium in our tap water, and staph germs, viruses, and molds in our air conditioning systems. Why be a sitting duck and run to the doctor after you've got a problem? Why not take something to stay healthy, like Alamex, the all-new 100% pure Allicin garlic extract. You won't find Alamex in stores, but you'll find it by calling 866-405-4000. Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh crushed garlic. And guess what? It's odor-free. Call 866-405-4000. Hello,
All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of other things, and that is that in times like these, it's not a bad idea to have a means of actually purifying your drinking water. And certainly the Big Berkey has been a favorite of missionaries throughout the world for well over 150 years. The Big Berkey is simply made out of stainless steel. It has ceramic filters, and the inner filter is an activated carbon. And it filters very efficiently on the bacteria and the and cryptosporidium and most of the chemicals there that would be harmful for you. And certainly the Big Berkey has been a standard for many years. It's ordinarily costs about $179. It's available for $139 plus shipping from us at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you get one from us, you'll get either a free video or a free 4-tape set. We'll send that to you. Now, the other thing is that the Big Berkey is not available in California or Iowa. However, if you live in California, there's the Berkey Light, and this is $199. And instead of being stainless steel, it's clear plastic so that you can actually see the water levels. It has a different type of filter. It really purifies rather than filters the water. Very, very efficient. It'll take out most of the chlorine, most of the chemicals. It will not take out the fluoride, at least after several hundred gallons of water have gone through it. Now, the Black Berkey filters will last for 2,000 gallons. If you have two of them, that's 4,000 gallons they'll lose. They'll last 2, 3, 4, or 5 years. The Berkey Light, this not the one that has the lights in it, but the Berkey Light is available for $199 plus shipping. You get a free video or a few 4-tape set. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Look at them. You can see them there, see what they're going to be getting. If we have one, we're pleased with it. Hope you will be too. Our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest today is Kathleen Dole. Kathleen, go ahead.
Well, you know, I think we were talking about
how it had helped this gal
that's on our website, and you wanted me to mention the website information. Do you want me to do that
now?
Yeah,
I sure do. Right, go right ahead and then tell people how to get the book.
All right. Well, there are two websites that they can look at, and there's also a toll-free telephone number. I'll give you the telephone number first, and that's 866-769-7961, and the websites are www.cassandrabooks.com, and that's CASSANDRABOOKS.com, and cancercoverup.com, but it's cancer dash, like a hyphen, and then the word coverup, all one word. Those are the two websites.
And the telephone number again is 866-769-7961. Is that right?
Right, that's correct.
All right, fine. So so you and your husband were out there helping people, and you weren't getting paid for any of this. Your husband recouped the money put in, but he wasn't taking a salary or getting anything out of this at all. He was just doing it to try to help people. And that old adage, there's no good deed that will ever go unturned, then came back against you.
Well, and let me just say this. My husband joined Allen Hoffman. They formed a company, and my husband took back the $200,000 in the form of a weekly salary. And once the $200,000 that he had loaned him was paid back, my husband left the company. Allen was well on his way. He was helping a lot of people, and my husband was retired at that point, really wasn't interested in working every day, but because of so many people knowing us and knowing what we do, we constantly got phone calls, and we would just simply refer the people to Allen. But once he got his money back, that was it. He was out of the company. Now, what got both gentlemen in trouble was they made a brochure, and the brochure was entitled "The Most Natural and Powerful Way to Boost Your Immune System." Tee Up, and it had a picture of a beautiful aloe plant, and the product was called Tee Up, for upping the T cells. And in that brochure, they put the information that they were finding in these studies that Allen had found, and they went out and researched and just, you know, got all the information they could and put it in this brochure, about an 8 or 10 page brochure, and the FDA came down on them. And, you know, apparently what we in our naivete discovered is that once you make a claim for a natural substance, and by the way, natural substances do not fall under the umbrella of the FDA. The FDA is there to, you know, guard the drug world. Aloe is not a drug. Aloe is as safe as anything you can put in your body, and the government knows it because the government has done studies. They've done safety studies. There is information out there that 50 medical students were given aloe vera intravenously back in the early 90s, I believe it was. And when we tried under the information Freedom of Information Act to get that information or to get more information on that, they refused to give it to us. But we know the study was done, and over 50 young medical students, pre-med students, were given IV aloe vera, and no one had any repercussions from it because aloe is totally non-toxic. But when you make a claim about a natural substance, You have automatically made it a drug, says the FDA. And they came after Allen and my husband and said, you can't use this brochure. You've made some statements that aren't correct. And so they said, well, fine, you know, we'll be happy to change what we've written. We'll write it the way you'd like to hear it. You know, let's sit down and have a meeting. And meanwhile, they took the brochure off the market. And there was no meeting. There was just a lawsuit. The government came crashing down around their heads and indicted them on, I don't know how many, 37 or 38 counts. And then what we found out, and my husband, by the way, is not just a physicist and an engineer, but he's also an attorney, although he never really practiced as one. He is trained in that arena. And he sure did learn a lot, because we all grow up thinking that if something happens and we get into trouble and we end up in a court of law, that it's going to be a real court of law with a judge and a jury of your peers. But that is not what happened to my husband.
All right, well, I'm going to have you just hold that thought, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Kathleen Duell, her story of the cancer cover-up, and what happens sometimes to people who are really trying to help others. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time I want to mention several other things to you that we carry here at Radio Liberty. Oh, certainly one of them is called the Miracle 2 soap products. And we can't make any claims for Miracle 2. All we can do is tell you that many of our people who've gotten it from us really like the soap. There's an excellent soap, a moisturizing soap, a neutralizer, which is a very alkaline solution, which some people say seems to help them with their heartburn. And then, of course, a lotion and a gel, and of course here's a special introductory rate for all five items. And all we can do is suggest that if you'd like more information, give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about the Miracle 2 soap products. Or if you'd like the special introductory offer, give us a call, and all I can do is tell you that an awful lot of people really like the Miracle 2 soap products. And then we also carry something called a Phonopoly. And, of course, Phonopoly or Phonixopoly is basically a board game. It's a means of teaching phonics in about 16 hours. And the 40 sounds of the English language and the 12 rules of the English language, I've had people who are 50 and 60 years old who have actually gotten this, not for their children or grandchildren, but for themselves. And they've said how impressed they were, and they've actually are going through it a second or third time. So most of the programs that teach phonics are $300 or $400. This they can go up to $600 or $700. This is $139.95. It consists of five board games, two bonus games, and of course two books we throw in to show you and to demonstrate that there's been an organized effort to dumb down the American people, and boy have they done an excellent job on that. And of course we've got so many young people today who can't read or can't read well, and they can't spell. A direct end result of a planned program to dumb down the American people. Phonixopoly, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, it's going to be next Memorial Day. That's the 24th and 25th of May. Over in Santa Clara, there's going to be a conspiracy conference, and it's going to be put on at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. If you'd like more information about the conspiracy conference, it's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. And, of course, if you want to go to their website, it's conspiracycon.com. If you can get over, I think you'll find it fascinating. There is a conspiracy out there. It's a conspiracy against God. It's a conspiracy against the God of the Bible. It's talked about in Jeremiah 11:9 and Ezekiel 22:25 and the second Psalm. But if you'd like to come, I think you'll enjoy it. Again, the number to call, 209-832-0999. If you can't make it, why, pray for me, because I'm going to be up against some very powerful spiritual forces. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Kathleen Dolan, Dowell, and basically we're talking about her book, The Cancer Cover-Up. It's very hard for the average American to believe that anybody would want to harm the American people, and yet, of course, they put their aspartame in your drinks, knowing full well that it produces convulsions and mental changes and precipitates Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's and all sorts of attacks on the human body. And if you haven't got the information on what aspartame does, or the fluoride that they're putting in your drinking water to poison your children and make your bones more brittle, certainly in postmenopausal women, all the scientific studies are there. It doesn't do anything as far as cavities are concerned. If you compare compare areas where they have a water fluoridation and non-water fluoridation. The areas where there's non-water fluoridation actually do better than the fluoridated areas, but of course you're not getting that. The average doctor doesn't know that because he's never read the scientific studies. All he knows is what he reads in his medical text, and many of these are financed by the very people who are dumping the poison in your water. Well, you know, and then we get, of course, to this whole idea that cancer treatments are being covered up. So why don't you just pick up the story, Kathleen, and perhaps you can even tell us about some of the treatments that you've investigated that have been suppressed.
Well, I think I left off by saying that we had been brought to court, my husband and his partner, Alan Hoffman, and we were expecting to be in a court with a judge and a jury of their peers. And it appears that in just about every state, I believe, in the union, when there is any kind of an alternative medicine trial, those trials are not held in a court with a judge and a jury of their peers. Those trials are held in administrative hearings courts, which are operated and headed up by the attorney general of that state.
Who is bringing the charges.
Who is bringing the charges and who appoints the magistrate that hears your case. And in the case of my husband and Alan Hoffman, when we researched the history of this court in the state of Maryland, we found to our horror that no one who had been hauled into that court by the attorney general had ever won their case.
And of course, this, of course, is a complete abrogation of the right of a trial by jury. Well, you never should have gone into an administrative court. You could have just refused and say, you know, and I realize it can't say that now, but you know, at this point, you know, if you are out there in the listening audience, do not go into an administrative court. You can refuse, and then they've got a real problem with you. So anyway, of course, it was a kangaroo court, and this whole story is told so very, very well in this book. And you want to get extremely angry reading it to realize what will happen, and what do they end up finding you?
Well, they fined us $4.7 million that now is up to about $5.8 million because
of fines
and penalties.
And now, of course, you can appeal this case to another administrative court, but you're never going to get a fair hearing because the judges are all in the pocket of the attorney general. Is that
right? Well, we did appeal the case, and it just goes one notch higher than the judge or the magistrate who heard the case. So it's still the case of someone who's still working under the attorney general. And so,
did they offer to make a settlement for you initially for a small, rather small?
Absolutely not. They never offered to do that. And in fact, when that trial was finished, the state trial, they went after Alan Hoffman, and they even held three. People together, grand juries. They pulled together three grand juries to try to indict my husband. And, you know, the story goes in the state of Maryland, which is one of the most corrupt political states there is, or has been until we finally got a decent governor here, you could indict a ham sandwich in the state of Maryland.
Well, I think our listeners have to understand there is an organized effort to demonize, to destroy anybody who comes up with an effective cancer treatment. Why? Because there are too many people out there, and you're going to have to die of something, and you might as well die of cancer. And as possible as it is to believe that, I mean, I've been researching this for 20 years or more, and there's no question in my mind that these people know exactly what they're doing, and they work in concert, and the last thing they want is a treatment for cancer, or, of course, to take this terrible scourge away from us. Go ahead.
Well, it really still all comes down to money, and we've had people actually go to the NIH, and in the other instance, one of the big centers down in Texas, MD Anderson, we've had people report back to us that they asked the higher-ups in each of those hospital centers, medical centers, have you heard of cesium? Yes, we've heard of cesium. Do you know then what cesium will do for cancer? We know what cesium will do for cancer. Why aren't we then using cesium? And in one case, the person just smiled and walked away, a big, huge doctor there. In the other case, they looked at this gal and said, are you kidding? Look around you. What do you see here? You see huge buildings. You see floor after floor after floor of big cardiac centers and cancer centers and this kind of center and that kind. What do you think builds them? It's the cancer money that we get that builds these big hospital centers around the earth.
Rather disconcerting, isn't it?
If we cure cancer was the answer, what do you think it would empty out oncologists' offices, and it would change the whole playing field economically around the globe.
What about some of the other treatments, the Hoxie treatment, the Laetrile treatment, certainly Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, hydrazine sulfate, and all
these
things.
Dr. Joe Gold up in Syracuse. I mean, he worked on a space program, and actually his formula was something that he derived out of the space program, and he started using it on people, and he discovered that when they did not take barbiturates and did not drink alcohol and did not use sleeping pills, that they were having tremendous success in avoiding the cachexia, or when people lose weight when they have cancer and they look so emaciated and so forth, that this would stop that from happening. And, oh, by the way, it was also eliminating or taking down in size tumors at the same time. In fact, his protocol was so successful that it is still the number one protocol used against cancer in Russia. They've been using it there for over 20 years. And yet, every time it was tested by our government here, the books got cooked. And in fact, they did it at Sloan Kettering. They did a study at Sloan Kettering. And one of the things Joe Gold told them was, look, you must tell the doctors doing the study, as well as the patients, that they cannot take alcohol or barbiturates or sleeping pills while going through this treatment, because then it negates, something chemical happens and the hydrazine sulfate won't work properly. Well, gee, not one of the 500 plus patients in that study was ever told that. When you have cancer and you're in horrible pain, what do? You take a drink, or you take a barbiturate, or you take a sleeping pill. And every one of the people in the study died. And yet, when Dr. Joe Gold did his studies, the people weren't dying in the numbers like they did in the Sloan Kettering study.
Well, you know, it's so interesting. We carry a book called The Brzezinski Cover-Up, and the story of Dr. Brzezinski's treatment, which was used at the Mayo Clinic and the Sloan Kettering, and how they intentionally did not give the proper doses. They wanted the people to die to prove the treatment didn't work. If you want something to get your blood pressure up, you need to read Kathleen's book. You need to read Brzezinski Breakthrough. There's so many stories out there, Ed Griffin's book, A World Without Cancer. You need to understand that we are up against evil. And some of these doctors knew exactly what they were doing. They were convinced that, of course, the last thing we wanted was to let the American people have effective treatments for cancer. You can get these treatments in other countries, but not here in free America. And the question is, why?
I'll tell you, it's very frightening, too, because it's starting to dry up in other countries as well. I mean, you know, in Europe, we now have the big looming threat that Europe is going to lose their ability to be able to go out and buy vitamins and supplements unless they are at the recommended daily allowance dosage or less.
And of course, that is not enough to really prevent cancer. So there's a definite relationship between nutrition and cancer. They know that. They just don't want you to know that. Where can people get CZ Morello? Is there any a source in this country?
Well, you know, that's not something that I can put out on the radio.
All right, fine. Well, then we won't put it out. I think that what a terrible thing it is when people can't tell other people on the radio where they can get these treatments. And I can't tell you where to get other treatments here in California. This is what we are up against. When are the American people are going to reclaim their freedom, or will they simply become very soon simply a remembrance of things past.
Well, and, you know, cesium, if people just, you know, they can go to the website and they can pull up Dr. Keith Brewer's information, but, you know, this is not pie in the sky. He writes about the fact that there are four places on Earth where there is such a high cesium content in the soil and in the water that the peoples in these four locations are exposed to, that there just isn't any sign of cancer. It's quite amazing. I mean, you've got the Hunzas of North Pakistan, you've got the Hopi Indians in Arizona, until recently when our government started bringing in, you know, white flour and rice and things like that. They had leftover war goods, and so they started shipping them into the reservations, and that's when these Indians started to finally get cancer, but up until then they didn't.
Beware of the white man bearing gifts.
Yeah. The Caucasus in Georgia, in Russia, the hot and cold mineral springs in the resorts in those areas are rich with cesium, the Ecuadorian highlands, and when you study all these areas, and in fact, the Hunzas up in the mountains, in 1953, a physician was sent there by the AMA, and he spent 1 year among these people. He saw 5,680 patients over that 1 year period, and he never saw one case of cancer. When he came back to this country singing the praises of you know, their diet and the fact that they had so much cesium in their diet and so forth, he was just, he disappeared somewhere. I mean, nobody ever took up the banner and ran with it. You know, it's disgusting what is going on out there. And in the front of my book, I talk about a doctor who had gotten a doctor at Johns Hopkins who teaches young oncologists how to be oncologists. And he had gotten a synopsis of my book, a four-page synopsis that people were passing around out there, and someone sent it to him, and he sent me an email, and really questioning what I was doing, and how did I get the numbers that he was reading in my synopsis, numbers like adverse reactions to prescription drugs. Every year kill at least 108,000 people. Unnecessary surgeries kill 7,000 people. Hospital medication errors kill 12,000 people. Other hospital errors kill 20,000 people. Hospital infections kill over 80,000 people a year, and then more and more and more, more figures. All of these statistics I got from the government's own records, or from places like Johns Hopkins, which is mostly funded by the government, and from the CDC and so forth. And he emailed me and really questioned me about, could I supply him with all of my research, because he just couldn't believe what I was putting in the pages of my book. And I got back to him by email, and I said, you know, I just can't understand. I have given all these figures, all this information, all of which is footnoted, all of which comes from the government's own coffers, and you never asked me what it was that we were using to help people with their cancer. It would seem to me that if you're in charge of teaching doctors how to kill cancer in patients, you would have had a question or two about that. Well, funnily enough, several months after the book came out, we actually met this doctor. And I published his letter in my book because it was just ready to go to print when his letter came to me, and I was so steamed by it that I responded, and I put both letters in my book, his and mine. And we finally met this gentleman, who is a marvelous man from another country. And we sat for 5 hours, and the first 2 hours of our conversation, he was sitting there with his arms crossed across his chest, and he didn't want to hear it. By the end of the 5 hours, he was so excited and so thirsty for more information, because he had two personal friends back in I won't say where because I don't want to be able to identify him, but back in his home country, who were dying of cancer, and he knew that there was nothing that he could do for them with traditional treatments. And then I finish my book with a letter from a nurse, an oncology nurse, who for 26 years worked in oncology, mostly with a lot of children, who got her own case of breast cancer and knew immediately that she was never going to go for any traditional treatments because she knew where she could end up. And she instead used Ellen Hoffman's treatment. And she is still cancer-free today. It is now, I guess, about maybe 4 years later. And I finished my book with her letter telling her story. So there is so much in the pages of this book. We could have made it three times longer because we have so many stories from so many people to tell. And yet the government says the stories don't count. They're anecdotal. We need studies. We need studies. Well, let me tell you, you can't afford to do studies on something that is all natural, because if take the case of a pharmaceutical house, if they spend upwards of $800 million, which is what it costs today to do a phase one, phase two, phase three studies to prove the efficacy of a product or of a formula, then by the end of that study period, they at least are usually able to patent whatever it is they've made, and then they've got 17 to 20 years to run on that patent where they can make billions of dollars and recoup their expenses. But when you've got something like aloe, which is all natural, God-given to this earth, and cesium, the same thing, you can't patent it. That's the law. You cannot patent a natural substance. So no one's going to go out and spend $800 million in the pharmaceutical arena to prove its efficacy when they know that the very next day 17 other pharmaceutical houses can come out with the same product and they will never recoup their money.
Kathleen, we're out of time. I wish we could go on, and we will want to get you on some of our other programs as well. God bless you for everything you do. The book, The Cancer Cover-Up, the number 866-769-7961. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I so appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of other things. You know, our country is in real trouble, and we wouldn't be where we are today if we were our government leaders were abiding by our Constitution. But we've got a lot of lawbreakers in America, and most of them are in government, because the government has no right to do what it's doing, and the Congress has no right to pass the laws that it does, because we're governed, we're a nation of laws, and those laws are founded on the Constitution, and there is no right for the federal government, the FDA, or anybody else to restrict a person's right to be wrong and to take a treatment that might not help them when they're going to die anyway. Well, anyway, what you need is to set up an Institute of the Constitution in your community, and basically you get the videos, 12 half-hour programs, plus one of David Barton's videos, plus a book that tells you exactly how to teach the Constitution. Now, you don't have to do very much. All you have to do is get people together and, of course, put on an Institute of the Constitution. You can set it up as your church, in your home, in your club. But call right now, 410-760-6759. That's 410-760-6759, and ask about setting up an Institute of the Constitution in your area. If there are not enough people who care about our Constitution, about our freedom, why, of course, we're going to lose this country. We're losing it now because most people don't understand the background of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, and here's an excellent means of learning about it. Again, the number 410-760-6759. If you don't do it, who's going to? And if not now, when? Because believe me, the days of freedom in America are numbered. And then, of course, I want to mention several other things. I hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to getting our latest video. It's called Iraq, the Untold Story. And you can get it by itself, or you can get it with a syllabus or at a discounted price. Again, that's Iraq, the Untold Story. Because you haven't been told the truth about what this is about. The whole war was planned starting in 1979. We'll give you the references to the website of the people who planned it. Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz. Back in 1997, it's all planned. It's all laid out in my video. It's all laid out in my syllabus. You need to get the information. You need to document it. You need to help us get the truth out. And if you think that men and women are not accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose, you're responsible for the fact that we have depleted uranium all throughout the Middle East, and a lot of people are going to die, not from their war wounds, but from the DU wounds. Call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, get Iraq, the Untold Story, the syllabus, or the video. Well, this is Archer Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time I just want to mention, if you're out there in the listening audience and you don't have a big Berkey or a Berkey Light water filter, this is a good time to get one. You need to have a means of getting purified water, either filtered water or purified water. And the Big Berkey is, of course, an excellent water filter. The Berkey Light is an excellent water purifier because, of course, you just can't get any detectable levels of bacteria or most of the minerals there. I should say most of the toxic substances, the heavy minerals or metals, are all well filtered out. This is a great product. That's the Berkey Light. The Big Berkey is $239 plus shipping. And, of course, you'll get one of our four tape set or videos if you buy it through us. The Berkey Light, of course, is $499, and you'll get either a video or a four tape set if you buy it through us. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because if we did have a problem, why, of course, it would be too late to get. One of the other things is, of course, the nice thing about having these on hand, if you like water that has a great taste to it, get the minerals and the other things out of it, why the Big Berkey will do that. Give us a call, or the Berkey Light will do it. You can go ahead to our website at radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com, and give us a call if you'd like more information at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Remember, if you have children or grandchildren in government schools, you need to get them a phonopoly set so they can learn to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And, of course, it's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and, of course, we throw in a couple of books. Most of the programs, $300, $400, $500, $600. This is one's $139.95. And, of course, you'll find that well worthwhile having, and even for older folks, you'll learn a lot from it. So let me mention that Radio Liberty is listener-supported. We're dependent primarily on the people out across America who believe in what we're doing. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we certainly want to mention the Be Alive Royal Jelly products. If you haven't used them, you ought to give it a try. If you feel that you need more energy, the number to call is 866-233-7500. That's 866-233-7500. If you'd like a free copy of our March newsletter, which gives you the full story, the real story of why we went to war in Iraq, and what the next target will be, and the target after that, and the target after that, and then what will happen in response to America's quest for empire. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you do, you can call that same number. When you join the Radio Liberty family, you get our 4 best tapes of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. And then, of course, go to our website at radioliberty.com, where you can get our newsletters, you can listen to our program 5 hours a day and not get much of anything accomplished. But, of course, tell other people about our radio programs, because you're going to hear things here you're not going to hear elsewhere. And tell other people about our website, radioliberty.com. The best thing you could do for anybody you know or care about is to let them understand what's going on now. And hopefully that knowledge will lead them into an understanding of the spiritual element of the various forces that are at work within our society today, and perhaps bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. And lastly, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, because if America doesn't turn back to God, God's going to turn his back on this country. We ask you to pray for our leaders, for our boys overseas. Please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Hi, Todd. I'm doing fine. How are you? Oh, that's wonderful. Well, tell me, how do you pick this up off of Genesis? Oh, okay, great.